Parsha Truma begins with Hashem asking the Jewish people to contribute towards the building of the Mishkan. And the word Truma appears three times. V'yikchu li Truma, tikchu et Trumati, v'zot ha-Truma. Rashi quotes Chazal who tell us that the three references are to the three different types of Trumot that needed to be given. First, there was the Machzit ha-Shekel. Each person had to give a half shekel, which went towards the foundation pieces of metal. And then there was each one giving whatever they wanted for the Mishkan structure as a whole. And then there was a machzit ha-shekel that was given every year for korbanot. The obvious question here is why we needed both types of trumot. If we want it to be equal, that everyone should give the same amount, then we should have figured out how much it costs and divide it by 600,000. If we want it to be what people want to give, so let everyone give what they want. Why give half a shekel from each person? I think the lesson is very important. On the one hand, in order for the Mishkan to be built, we need everyone to contribute. And we need a base contribution where everyone is equal. And we need that contribution to be a machzit hashekel, so everyone realizes that their contribution cannot stand alone and needs everyone else to complete their own. That, though, cannot build a Mishkan. If people are only giving what they're required to give, the Mishkan cannot be built. We also need people to give nediv libam, from what's in their hearts, to give what they are motivated to give. This balance is what built the Mishkan. If you look carefully at the way it's formulated, the first truma is v'yikchu li truma. The second truma is tikchu et trumati, in a personal sense. There's a flat tax that everyone must give in order for the Mishkan to be built. But it's personal. It's God's truma. We connect to God when it's coming from our own heart based upon the amount we want to give and what we want to give. This is a very important lesson for ourselves as far as Avodat Hashem and the balance between what's mandatory equally to everyone and Lifnim Mishurat Adin, what people give to show their interest and commitment.